The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, take an alert posture. And settle into your body. You might rock your body back and forth a little bit. And then slowing down the rocks until you kind of feel kind of centered and balanced in your spine. You can also move forward and backward until you feel the weight of your body more or less balanced along your spine, your vertebrae. So the center of gravity moves through the spine, right down to your sitting bones. So you're not leaning, the weight of your body is not forward of your sitting bones, or not behind it, but straight down on it. And then taking a deep breath or two, as you exhale, settle into your body, settle into your sitting place. And as part of the settling in for this session of meditation, every time you breathe in, let your attention roam to some part of your body where there might be some holding, hardness, tension. And then as you exhale, send a wave of softening to that part of your body. And then next inhale, let your mind freely wander to some other place or the same place. And then the exhale, relax. So there's this rhythm with connected to your breathing of connecting to some place in your body. There's holding or hardness or tension or discomfort. And then as you exhale, even if you can't relax it, some softening around it, opening around it. And now, instead of letting your mind wander around to different parts of your body, see if you can settle it down into the simple rhythm of breathing in and out. Settling into your breathing, letting the mind become steady or settled around the experience of breathing. And then become aware of how your mind is activated, how it feels. Maybe there's a lot of energy in your mind, or there's any pressure or tension. Or even if the mind state, the mind feels relaxed, mental activity is quiet. Are there any subtle ways in which the mind is activated? Energized? Preoccupied? There might be a subtle sense of tension or pressure or tightness someplace, or it might be quite large, restless feeling, energy. Whatever it might be, as you exhale, see if you can relax, soften, calm the mental formation, the mind. Quiet that activity of the mind. Nothing you need to think about, be concerned about. An image for calming the mind that some people find helpful is the image of the mind spreading out flat, settling out like a wide, flat, peaceful surface of a lake. The waves of the lake quiet down. Breathing in and breathing out, Let the breathing be almost like a massage that gently rocks and soothes and settles the mind. For some people, the sense that the mind is getting brighter or clearer as it relaxes is helpful. Especially at the end of the exhale, as the exhale, if it becomes still, quiet at the end of the exhale, let the mind be still as well, quiet. Set yourself at ease in your mind. The winds of breathing, the rhythm settles the waves of the mind. The mind doesn't have to be activated. Simply mindful of comings and goings of the breathing. And it's fine to enjoy your breathing, enjoy the meditation. If any pleasure arises or joy arises with the breathing or with the meditation, ride the pleasure, ride the joy very simply in such a way that it helps you stay connected, keeping the mind settled. And from whatever settled, calm place that you're in, whatever degree you have, can you notice the difference between having a thought arising and getting involved in that thinking? Difference between a thought appearing in the engagement of picking it up with that thought. And what's the difference? What's the feeling difference? What's the... How do you sense or feel the difference between a thought appearing and the engagement with thinking?